Hello, brothers. I hope your day is going well. I hope your morning is going well in the Lord. I just wanted to bring up something that the Lord put on my heart this morning when I woke up. I stepped outside of my van this morning and I looked up and there were stars in the sky. And I always love looking at the stars, even though we don't get too many in the city here. It's awesome to just look at the stars. Some of them were twinkling and whatnot. And it brought into mind, the Lord brought to mind that verse in Jude, which was Jude 13. Here, let me read it. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. So I started wondering, well, the stars are all set in their course. They all obey the ordinances of God. As Psalm 8:3 says, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. So the stars are obeying what they were made to do. They're traveling around the sky. They're going in a circle. They're all circling the North Star. And they're all just in their own courses, in their own, they're obeying the word of God. And I think that could be why Jude is saying the wicked are wandering stars, because they're not obeying the course God has made for mankind. They're wandering stars. And it says, I believe, let's see. I know there's a verse that talks about if you're wise, you'll be as the star, you'll be as the brightness of the firmament, as the stars in heaven. Let me see here. Sorry, I'm kind of just searching up this verse. Aha, Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So I like to think that we can compare our walk with God to that of the stars. And the stars shine in the darkness. They circle one point in the sky. All of the stars circle one point in the sky. You see those cool time lapses of the stars. They're all going in their same course. And I kind of think of it as sheep as well, because sometimes you see those sheep and they circle the shepherd, or like they follow the shepherd everywhere and they're just kind of circling. So a star has its course, it stays in its course as the word of God has told them to do. And we should be doing the same. We should be as the stars. And if we're wise, we'll shine as the brightness of the firmament. We'll be a star in the darkness in the world, circling that North Star of Jesus Christ in the darkness. And we all have different glory. There's another verse that talks about different glory of each individual star. We all have our different gifts, but we all shine in the darkness. We're all circling that same North Star. So I was thinking a lot about stars today, and maybe this will spawn some different thoughts of your own, and it could be a whole deep study about shining in the darkness, circling one point, being wise, shining as a light, all of that stuff. So I just wanted to bring that up. That was put on my heart this morning, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.